together. God, I'm so grateful to be real with you, baby. Lives are for a longer life, and I have got so much to say. Shut up! Shut up! Don't cry, baby. I'm feeling better all the time. Remember that drive we talked about, the wild thing, for 24 hours 7, while the dog and the coyotes laughed, and the sun went up and down, and your roar went in and out, and the buzzards and the vultures hollered, do you take this man? Do you take this man?
All of us keep on out to him. So long as you both shall live, I take you as my wedded husband, to heaven, to home from this day forward. For better or worse, to cherish you my babe, for which you are poorer in sickness and health, to death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and therefore I pledge thee my troth. Thank you.
Welcome back to Kill Radio. We're here with Squeaky Blonde discussing his upcoming band performances. The name of his band is Pussy Finger. Squeaky's band is going to be playing on October 14th in Los Angeles at Tranny Shack. Squeaky, what can you tell us about Tranny Shack?
Tranny Shack's the party that I've been playing with for since mid-90s. I think it started around 94 because we just had the 10-year anniversary for it. It's sort of like irreverent, slightly satanic drag cabaret, if you can even call it that, where anything goes, and usually everything does. So it's a good little party to check out if you catch it, whether you're in San Francisco. It happens every Tuesday at the Stud Bar, and happens once a month here in LA at Foo Bar in West Hollywood. It's a horrible venue, of course, but still a fun party nonetheless.
Now, L.A. Now, wait. What's up with that? You're not too crazy about that venue. Why is that?
It's just not. It's a tiny little bar, and it doesn't have the best lighting or sound or whatever for this kind of show. So it could be done somewhere else. Whatever, but now, that's where it's happening. So
now you've got your San Francisco heritage.
Yeah,
and you're in Los Angeles. You've been in L.A. for about 4 years.
Yeah.
L.A. is different than San Francisco, obviously. What's your take on the difference? Or
they certainly don't celebrate or revel in weird shit as much as they do in San Francisco. It's like any time I've done something a little too off-colored or whatnot here in L.A., don't get too much love for it. But in San Francisco, you know, you can turn your ass to the crowd and spray diarrhea on them, and everyone screams for you. So it's a different culture here.
We need to work on the L.A. crowd.
Yeah, I've been trying.
Well, that's why Kill Radio is here.
And thank God for Kill Radio.
What about the scene in L.A.? The social scene, the sort of behind the scenes scene. Are there a lot of San Francisco transplants here?
There actually is. There's about maybe a good 12 to 15 freaks that all moved down here around the same time, and we all just kind of wanted to change, and so relocated, and they're all stuck with us now. But yeah, there's some interesting stuff coming up, so a lot of people get their hands in a lot of different pots, so you can expect some fun stuff in the future.
You've got some really amazing tattoos. Did you do any of those tattoos yourself?
A couple of them. They're really shitty looking ones. I go home drunk and play with my tattoo gun, so all the little scribbles you see are self-induced scribbles. The nice clean lines are obviously done by my dear friend Rachel at Purple Panther on Sunset.
Do you have any special tattoo stories you'd like to share with us?
Not particularly.
All right, we're gonna take a listen to something fresh now. What's this that we're queuing up now?
Turn it up. Oh, it sounds like a little psychic TV for you.
All right, God, here we go. Star. Psychic TV.
We'll be right back.
that song's Psychic TV. Apparently, the Dark Star is Brian Jones, right, Squeaky?
I believe so.
Brian Jones from what I read in the underground press was murdered by a swimming pool. If anybody has any information about that, you can message us on Kill Radio Station on AOL AIM. You can also telephone the station, and as soon as I find the phone number, I will tell you how you can reach us. Okay, here we go. 213-252-0998. We'd love to hear from you. Here at Kill Radio with Squeaky Blonde representing his band, his upcoming magazine, his upcoming clothing line. His band is called Pussy Finger. They're going to be playing in LA at Tranny Shack. Squeaky, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Herbal Viagra. I've never heard of this.
Really?
Is this something you have to buy? Like, can you get it on the internet, or just sort of through your friends?
What did I tell you? I took that last night or something. That's funny. No, they sell it at Circus of Books over on Sunset Junction, and they have one in West Hollywood, and they have it at Pleasure Chest too. It's what is it? It's called the. Oh, I forget the fucking name, but they're little blue pills, whatever, and they work.
Little blue pills of fucking organic Viagra at Circus. Who would have thought at Circus of Books? In which is that, like, in the New Age section or the?
No, it's at the counter right by all those sex toys and stuff.
All right.
Yeah, but if any of you out there drink a little too much or do a little too much blow and you can't get a hold of some Viagra, that'll work for you.
Well, what about sex toys? Do you have any favorite sex toys?
I don't personally.
Did you like all of them? Any that you don't really like?
I don't like the little fist. The little fist creeps me out.
I have not seen the little fist.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the little fist.
Can you? How does that? I think I can get a sense of how that probably works. The little is it mechanized or battery operated or
no,
it's just a latex thing.
Little rubber fist, kind of stuff like that, and put up your bum.
All right, listeners, this is a health note from killradio.org. just caution, if you're going to use the little fist, make sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah, you could hurt yourself.
Creepy. I wanted to ask you about creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah, I can't remember. I had a question about what creepy means to you.
Creepy means to me.
But I can't remember exactly what I was thinking of. So we can skip that one. Yeah. I was going to ask you about sex as well, but I don't want to talk about sex. That's too controversial. Oh, how about street safety in the city of the city of Los Angeles, Echo Park, Silver Lake area? Is there something that artsy white kids should be careful of? You know,
yeah, you better not walk around with a bunch of makeup and a G-string on in Echo Park late at night, because bad stuff could happen to you.
I don't know. I was walking around in G-string and a dress the other night. A lot of good stuff happened.
Just watch what street you walk down.
Okay, we're going to see if we got the right music. Let's see. Is this what we're looking for? Squeaky?
Oh, yeah. There we go. It's a little butt trumpet, old school.
Butt trumpet, folks. We're... what can you tell us about Butt Trumpet?
Butt Trumpet, they're an old L.A. bass band that later in turn these gals formed what was it, Betty Blowtorch, and Bianca, she passed away, I think, right shortly after I moved here, that was the end of Betty Blowtorch, but I believe Butt Trumpet is getting back together from what I understand. Hopefully we'll hear some more from them in the future.
Is there anything else you can tell us about Betty Blowtorch and her demise, his demise?
I don't really know too much personally. They're big local band before I moved here, and I got a hold of one of their CDs. I dig them. I think they're all rockin' chicks, and apparently a big loss to the local music scene from what I understand. And sorry I didn't get to catch them live. And they're a lot of fun.
All right.
Cool chicks.
All right. We're here on killradio.org and trying to dig up some local dirt. Squeaky is our guide, our tour guide to local dirt. And check it out. We're going to listen to Butt Trumpet right now.
Before he did, and this one girl named Heidi Weller had a handful of pumpkin seeds. And I said, let me see those pumpkin seeds. And she said, no. And I grabbed her hand and I said, let me see those pumpkin seeds now, bitch. And I looked at them and they had Danny Irving's name written on each and every one of those damn pumpkin seeds. And I said, hey, bitch, that's my boyfriend. Why do you have my boyfriend's name written on all your pumpkin seeds? I'm gonna have to kick your fucking ass, bitch. And you know what she had the nerve to say to me? She said, you're all. Another crack in her ass.
KillRadio.org. We're here with Squeaky. Squeaky, can you tell us a little bit about what we just listened to?
I believe that was still the Butt Trumpet from the Primitive Enema album. It's a groovy old album. Kind of hard to find. I think it's out of print now, but you ever find a used copy of it, pick it up. It's some good shit, kids.
All right, we're going to try to listen to some more music. What's coming up in the background, Squeaky?
It's a little New Collapse. They're another great local band that's still playing shows around. This is with their former lead singer, Sonia. Not sure if she's still with the band or not, but I know New Collapse is still playing shows around town, and really, really great stuff there.
This is an LA band.
Yeah.
All right. And Have you played with these guys? Or?
Yeah, they used to play my old club. I had a club I used to run when I worked at the parlor, and it's called Uncle Stinky's, and they used to play shows there with us. And I also used to play a club Screwball, which I used to bartend. That was Don Bull's old club. So yeah, they're a great local band. If you ever see them on a flyer, be sure to check them out.
Squeaky, you've been in and around the rock scene and a lot of other kind of under the radar scenes in San Francisco and LA. You must have a lot of interesting and bizarre stories.
Yeah, you could say that.
Maybe you could tell us some backstage story from one of your shows, something that memorable experience you've had.
I don't know about any backstage. A lot of times the stuff that's happening on the stage has actually been more interesting than not, which is always a groovy thing. Although Don Bowles and Howie Pyro were doing Club Screwball at the Parlor Club when we had that, and we had a lot of great shows there, a lot of interesting people passing through. Then we had Jane County. I remember when she came to a town, she stood in the DJ booth, and Howie Pyro was playing all the records, and Jane County just waved, and she would do a little fake mix like she was actually spinning, but she would just sit there and give a little princess wave from the DJ booth, and I thought that was great. She's like, I'm just going to stand up here and do some blow, and you spin the records, and I'll just wave, and there's always good goofy stuff going on there, you know.
What was your very first band?
My first band, I played with still play with Sparrow's Point, which is a heavy metal band in San Francisco. It was a gay heavy metal band. That was funny. And then I played with Drug Number 6 and the Floating Corpses. And yeah, that's pretty much the couple that I've... Oh, and Agnes, which I believe we're going to try to cue up a track here in a minute. Agnes Twin Project is an old lover of mine. I used to make some noise with them once in a while.
How old were you when you started playing?
Like, what, 16, something like that?
All right.
15, 16.
All right, now... You played in a... You described it as a gay metal band. Was it just because some of the members were gay, or was there more to it than that?
No, the lead singer is gay. Was my old boss when I worked in San Francisco. I worked at this leather bar called My Place, and that was his bar. And his name is Sean Sipp, and he wasn't really a gay metal band. He wouldn't know it was a gay metal band, but it's for all intents and purposes, it's a couple freaky fags and some mean metal guys shredding it on the guitars. Funky little tunes, though. A couple you'd enjoy if you ever stumble across those.
Middle America probably would never imagine that there are, like, gay metalheads or gay metal bands
or transvestites and Satanists. I love that. I pride myself on having me and my friend Vin Santos from San Francisco. I think we were the first drag queen Satanists, if you will, that ever did a theme show of drag for all intents and purposes, themed around the devil and Satan. So, yeah, they have no idea what really goes on.
And do you try through your music, through your art, to reach out to a more mainstream audience, or are you
There's no point, really. Okay, either gonna get you or they're not gonna get you, and I just kind of like doing what I do, and if someone stumbles across what I'm doing and they like it, then cool. And if not, I'm not going to go out looking to get disappointed by someone and wasting my time. Yeah, but if it so happens I end up playing some funky show somewhere and someone hates it, and I've done something good for the day.
Do you ever get like hate mail or hate hecklers?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because we used to, you know, like, you know, Roz from Christian Death thing. He would do, you know, wear the swastikas and do the swastikas, the pentagrams, and any of the symbols, you know, classic symbols that are traditionally offensive to people. You mix that with you know, other elements, and it's going to piss someone off, but that's what it's there for. That's, you know, why we use them the way we did when we did that.
Do you consider yourself to be religious?
No. I was raised in a very religious family. That's probably why I'm so non-religious nowadays. It made me crazy.
Well, Satanism, I mean, that's kind of religious, isn't it?
Sort of, if you can call it that. I guess a little, I don't know, I'm maybe a little dabble in the occult a bit, but certainly not very religious, though.
Maybe you could, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything. Maybe I do, but... Oh, and if maybe you could tell us a little some unusual occult experiences you've had.
I don't know about that.
We could perform a ritual here in the studio on the air.
Groovy.
If you have any ideas, we could talk about that.
All right, let's talk about it. We'll mull it over and see what we can come up with here.
All right, we're going to try to make another attempt to. Cue up some music here. You're listening to killradio.org. Our guest today is Squeaky Blonde. He is a artist, clothing maker, magazine impresario, band leader, tattoo fiddler. And which disc should we play here?
That one.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. We're struggling with some dusty and slightly quirky equipment here at Kill Radio, but we hope to soon remedy that situation.
And if this one works, this is a little side project some friends of mine are doing. It's called the Agnes Twin Project. They're some old San Franciscans.
Quick correction on that particular track.
I think that was still a little butt trumpet, actually. It was supposed to be an Agnes. Let's see if we get it queued up this time.
All right, let's try again, folks. Don't go away. We're playing some music. That was the wrong item, too. Hold on. Here we go. What are we listening to now, Squeaky? Now.
I think we got some bong water in there, maybe.
What's going on here? Where's the signal? Hello?
Oh, yeah. It's a little bong water for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Bong water. Here we go, folks. Welcome back to Kill Radio. We're here with Squeaky Blonde, who is a relatively recent transplant to Los Angeles from San Francisco. You're listening to killradio.org. You can instant message us on AOL AIM at Kill Radio Station. You can also telephone the station, and I always forget the phone number. Now I got to check again. Our guest, Squeaky Blonde, is a band leader. His band is going to be playing in Los Angeles on October 14th at Tranny Shack. I'm trying to inspire Squeaky to share with us some more interesting and
some
unofficial stories, the kind of thing you won't get on National Public Radio or Clear Channel, because we bash Clear Channel here at Kill Radio. You can reach us by telephone at 213-252-0998. Again, 213-252-0998. Feel free to call if you have something interesting to share. If you know Squeaky Blonde and you'd like to say hello to him, feel free to call. If you're a long-lost friend and you're listening from Berlin in the middle of the night.
Aw, hi all you in Berlin.
Have you been to Berlin?
I've never been there. I have lots of friends there, though.
What, have you done some travels?
No, I'm just New York, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, just pretty much U.S.
Your band has played in all these, most of those places?
Yeah.
And how?
But still haven't made it overseas, though.
What was one of your favorite shows that you guys did?
The San Francisco shows are always the funnest. I always hands down, even more funner than New York, funner than LA, because just I like to do sick shit, and they appreciate sick shit there. So, I wasn't kidding about the spraying diarrhea on the crowd thing. You know, like, you can do that there, and they love it, and except for the people in the front with their Gucci on or something. But we've done a lot of theatrical shit. Me and my friend Peaches Christ and I, one of our notorious performances where we did Helter Skelter and reenacted the Tate Manson murders, and I got a baby. You know those babies that move, you know?
A doll.
They crawl, whatever. We had it in Sharon Tate's stomach, and I come out with this huge knife and just start hacking her open, and there's blood squirting everywhere, and we had 2 pounds of boiled lasagna in there with the baby, and I was just ripping it out, and then I started fisting her gash, and the crowd is just living for it. It's the grooviest thing that you can do something sick like that, and then I pull the baby out and lick all the afterbirth off it and chop its head off, and they just go nuts, you know? You can't do that in L.A., though. I tried doing something like that at one of the first training shows here, and people were like, you're a sick fuck, what's wrong with you? And
people in L.A. are so tight.
Yeah, a little uptight here. People don't like to let their hair down, or at least if they do, they want to do it in private. Which is boring.
Just remember, listeners, that it was just lasagna.
Yeah, just lasagna. And 2 gallons of fake blood. And a little plastic baby with a battery inside it.
The name of today's show is Bathhouse. We're going to San Francisco in a Gucci bag.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're going to take another listen to another disc, if we can get this damn disc player to play. Shit. Okay. That's not happening. Let me hit eject. If you're listening to the show and it sounds really awful to you, or do you just think that we suck, feel free to call. We love hecklers, we love booze, we love all kinds of negative energy. No, I'm just kidding. We want positive energy. All right. I'm trying to listen to track 4 here.
Take it out. Goodbye.
You're listening to Kill Radio.
God kill, cause they don't know that I know they know.
The hell was that?
That was something out when you saw.
Don't. Oh, so you're actually going to use those sound effects in your new song?
Yeah.
Is that right?
So I
would send them to my.
I could be right. This cold hesitation is making me ill.
Killradio.org. We're having some technical difficulties. Please bear with us. Volume down here in a minute, and that, and open up this. Do not adjust your computer. This is not a test. This is an international emergency. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true, folks. Don't. We got Kill Radio listeners in Egypt. Unbelievable. Props to Egypt. Okay.
Where's mine?
Killradio.org. We suck and we like it. don't go away, folks. It's just momentary radio silence.
Many people believe almost any darn thing they're told, especially if it sounds like something they already believe.
Bread and butter, I'll take a life. As a bum will take a swig from a bottle of whiskey. That's how I take your life, Missy. I'm Evil Jack. There was a priest who once tried to have a talk with me. I wouldn't listen. There was a priest who once tried to have a speech with me. I got news for him. He's dead now. I'm Evil Jack. You better keep a lookout behind your back, because I'm E-I-V-L-J-A-C-K, Jack. I got no hang-ups about nothing. I'll take a life. I'll take more than a life. I'll take life over death. No, you won't after you meet me. I'm Evil Jack. You may as well have a heart attack. It's better than going when the way I'll get a hold of you. The way you'll go. I'll let you know I'm Evil Jack.
clams out there. You don't need a mic for that. You're taking up too much fucking time. Blowing what? Shit!
But has since fallen onto the floor.
No, no.
She must be able to change forms back and forth. And what about chicken pussy? Is it enticing? I mean, what's the story? Me and the guy from Candy climb into a nondescript four-door sedan, drive up the hill and around the sleepy suburban neighborhood. I can't help but notice all the beautiful pine trees that abound. I see all the housewives through their kitchen windows making dinner for their husbands who should be returning from work just around this time. I start to feel cheap.
Awesome ladies of the Royal Court.
Yeah.
Now I want to tell you something about a cat by the name of Bobby Service.
Listeners, you're tuned to killradio.org. We have a special guest with us today, and by the way, normally I believe that, let's see, what time is it? I believe that normally this is the IMC hour, or time slot, but apparently they're not doing their show today. So if you were looking for IMC, I'm sure you will find them at their scheduled time slot next week. Our guest today on Kill Radio is a young and very handsome man by the name of Squeaky Blonde. And Squeaky brings San Francisco to L.A. in a Gucci handbag.
A burlap sack, if I like it.
The name of today's show is Bathhouse. I'm Johnny Radio. Soon to be the DJ formerly known as Johnny Radio. Squeaky has a band. He's a band leader, vocalist, singer. Have we heard any of Pussy Fingers music today?
No, I couldn't get a CD burn. I brought some of like experimental like gothic opera thing that I did, but I don't know if they want to hear that. But that's, yeah, we can toss it on. It's kind of long, but
that sounds. I'd like to hear that. I mean, I don't care. Well, I couldn't give a shit what the listeners want to hear. Is that what we have queued up right here?
No, we have Throbbing Gristle right now, but I can get that ready for it.
I hold you all in very high esteem. You know that. However, I reserve the right to do whatever I want. Squeaky's band, Pussy Finger, is going to be performing in San Francisco and L.A. in October. In L.A. you can see him on October the 14th at Tranny Shack. That's T-R-A-N-N-Y space S-H-A-C-K. You can see him, you can see Pussy Finger, excuse me, in San Francisco on October 11th at a bar called Tranny Shack. That's, well, you know. We've been listening to Bongwater, and Squeaky Blonde tells me, Squeaky, you were telling me, I don't mean to speak about you in the third person, that's really rude. we've been listening tell us who we've been listening to.
We're listening to Bongwater, that's the old band that Ann Magnuson used to be in. I was just mentioning to him, we did a show this past year on my birthday at Don Bull's, had a club called Screwball. They booked a Capricorn show through with Kitty Diggins and Robbie Daniels and Ann Magnuson and myself, and we did a Capricorn show. So it was all the performers were Capricorns, which she is. So it was a fun night. And it happened to fall on my actual birthday, which made it even funner. So, yeah. That this track that I found is something I performed that night. If you were there, then you heard it.
say that again.
I said if you were there, then you probably heard it. So.
And all the performers were Capricorns. That must have been that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a fun show. Someone bought me a taxidermied goat head for my birthday and brought it to the club that night. I love it.
Make the taxidermy goat head part of your performance?
No, he's hanging above my bed now, though.
That's now above your bed. Now I'm wondering, is that kind of like instead of like a cross or something? Like,
no, he's just keeping me company.
All right, we're going to try to listen to a little of this.
This is a demo track. It's not, it's kind of, just recorded it once for a little, gig, but, yeah, the polished version will be out in this winter.
And, that's the tango.
Time, oh, I am.
Sorry, listeners, we are on having a momentary technical difficulty on Kill Radio. Please forgive us. But while we have this unexpected interlude, Mr. Blonde, who's not blonde, can you tell us a little bit about what we have been listening to?
That was a experimental demo track that I made with Robbie D, and I was part of that Capricorn show that we did last January. So.
Oh really? So this is the live Capricorn show.
Yeah, that was the live backing track that.
Oh, that's wonderful. It sounds like a whole lot more polished than most live recording. Why is that?
No, that wasn't the actual live recording.
Oh, okay.
That was something. It was like a run through in case we had a problem. But we just recorded it. I recorded the. What do you call it? The sound check.
Okay. Okay, great. So this is like actually we're really privileged to have not behind the scenes, but a view of the band doing their sound check performance before Capricorn show. If I'm repeating things and it's really obnoxious, it's for the, you know, tens and hundreds of listeners that keep joining us, the new listeners we keep that keep joining the show every couple of minutes here. All right, we're going to try again to listen to some more of this performance from the Capricorn show. If it lets us, killradio.org. This would probably be a good time to read a little news just for fun. Here's a quote from Let the People Rebuild New Orleans, and this is from our website. Actually, if you're listening to our show right now, then you have seen this on our website. Therefore, you don't need me to read it to you. I am just trying to figure out how to get this music. Where's that? And
the pickpocket is on the loose.
Thank you.
Listeners, you've been listening to Capricorn, and thank you all very much for listening, and thanks for indulging my lack of experience. And now I'm going to do something really insane, and I'm going to attempt to launch an archive. Here we go. This is an archive.